Hello and welcome to our second call, diving deep into understanding and using your power. I trust that you've been implementing your support tools, writing in your journal every day, anchoring your intention, using your chaos flush energy system when you needed it, and consciously choosing to be the love vibration over fear. Now, if you've let some of these fall through, these things that, you know, fall through the cracks because life got in the way, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't judge yourself. Just instead commit to doing better for yourself, because this is all about you. All of this, every step we take in this program is all about you, opening the way for you to see yourself as your angelic team sees you, as the beautiful love essence that you are, to release judging yourself and open your heart to fully loving you, supporting and nurturing you, clearly opening the way for you to sync with your superconscious higher self, healing from deep within, and as a result, expand your love essence out to the world around you, feeling safe, bringing more love and light to where you rest on Mother Earth. So today's call is going to flow like this. We'll set our intention for this program and this call, and I'll dive deep into the power of the love vibration, what it is, how we access it, and how to expand into it and to maintain it. And we'll go over support tools. And please write down any questions you have as we go, because our next step will be to experience a new love meditation. And this new meditation, Jesus connects us with the divinity within. And it originated as an angel reading. And I'm just so grateful for the lady that the angel reading was for, that she gave me permission to create this meditation and share. And then we're going to experience the Healing Circle of Love meditation, where we will infuse your day or your life or situation with love energy. And then we'll recap. Okay, so first, we want to solidify the intention for this program, our intention being to bring your brain and your heart into coherence, to heal that pain within you, leaving the past behind, releasing that human need to worry and be anxious, releasing the need to hold on to any form of fear energy, opening the way to ascend your energetic vibration to that of the greater consciousness and live from your life from that state of being, fully immersed in gratitude, appreciation, and love energy, manifesting not only miraculous experiences through you, but also achieving a state of peace where chaos does not touch you. A state where you feel safe and free, expanding into your awareness and broadcasting out to the universe your electromagnetic field of love of the highest order, no matter what's going on around you. Now, our intention for this call is to open the way for you to connect with the love that is your essence, syncing with that superconscious higher self as one with a greater consciousness, rewriting neural pathways of belief that you've kept locked in a container with your past, where you've been limited, where who you want to be and the relief and joy you want to experience as your life has been out of reach. Well, today, it's reachable. Everything that your heart longs to experience, all that brings you joy, is possible and is attainable. And together we set our intention. Donna, leave your eyes open, okay? Because I'm going to say to close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath and exhale fully. And just like last week, push any stagnant air out of your lungs. And now just take another really deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we'll set our intention as we focus on feeling the breath coming into and exhaling out from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. As a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now, with eyes still closed, focus for a moment on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude. And immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience, for you are truly limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. So again, I want to thank you for being here. And I celebrate you standing in your power without apology, opening the way to vibrate confidently in the love that is your essence. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Love. What I mean by the love vibration, how powerful it really is, and how to grow stronger every day using it, and what it means to really honor yourself. Okay, so before we dive into our call, I want to touch on acceptance and approval. My daughter works from home, and last week she had to go to New York for business. And while she was there, the vice president of a different department offered her a position in his department, and it included more money. However, it wouldn't have the flexibility that currently supports her to care for her 4-year-old son while she's working. He doesn't have to go to daycare because she can take care of him in between calls. And a lot of times she's on mute. But in this new position, she'd have calls every day at specific times, and she would be required to lead the calls instead of listening on mute. So when she's telling me about the pros and cons of taking the new position, she prefaced the point of loving the flexibility of keeping her son home instead of putting him in daycare with, well, it wouldn't matter to some people. Like what she wanted and what mattered to her wasn't important. Well, she's 35 years old. Typically, I just listen. But I had to say something about her believing that what's important to her isn't important based on what other people might be thinking and feeling like she should do what's expected of her instead of doing what's best for her and her son. And I encouraged her, and like I do for you, to follow your heart and make decisions based on your heart without apology. No one else can decide what's best for you but you. And you don't have to apologize or explain yourself. Standing in your power, making decisions for yourself, is a definitive action step to confidently becoming the new you. Again, without apology or explanation. I'm not saying disregard the feeling of others, but don't put what they think above what's best for you. Listen to your heart and then act accordingly. When you're reacting from love, speaking firmly from your heart, honoring yourself, the way's opened for the higher outcome for everyone. And in my daughter's case, when she told her boss of the job offer, it was only a few minutes later that the vice president of her division called her and expressed how much he wants her to stay in his division and that he would get her more money now instead of waiting till November when wages are usually increased, and he wanted to talk to her about moving up in the company through him and his division. When we get out of our headspace of our analytical mind and listen to our heart, to the true desires of our heart, when we get in tune with what brings us the most joy, the energy of today's world supports that. Now listen closely to this. When we're in our headspace, relying on the analytical mind to guide us, we've got to remember that the analytical mind sees the pain and suffering of the world. It sees fear. The analytical mind has been programmed to believe that anything we do for ourselves is selfish. But we've got to remember, living our life is like being on an airplane. If the oxygen mask drops, you have to put yours on first or you can't help anybody else. That's not selfish. The analytical mind bases decisions off of our response to outside influences, news, social media, friends, family, and negates what we know to make us happy for acceptance and approval of others. We don't need acceptance and approval from others ever. We always have a choice. Make the choice that's best for you. Everybody else will adjust. Because the only acceptance and approval we need is our own. And that comes from listening and hearing and feeling the voice of our heart. That knowing within of what is truly possible for us and where our joy truly lies. We have to put our oxygen mask on first. Choose to consciously be love energy. Breathe into clarity of thought, and then move forward, making the best decision that we can. And if you're not in acceptance or approval of yourself today, what do you need to do to get to that expression of feeling? Because you're enough just as you are. You are enough simply because you exist. You deserve to live a happy, fulfilled life. It's your birthright. It's safe to be you, the true you, the authentic you. You're good enough. It's okay to want to be better, but be aware that being better isn't about doing more for others or bending to the will of others to keep the peace. Being better is about loving yourself enough to embrace the love that is your essence as one with the divinity within. Fulfilled without fear of lack, without pain and suffering. Being the love that is your essence is freedom. Freedom from judgment. Judgment is living your human life in fear now, worrying. Now we need discernment to decide what we like and what we don't like, but judgment suggests we know all aspects of a situation. And we don't have that ability yet. But our conscious awareness is working on that. Knowing when others are lying, knowing when something is true and when it isn't, and that knowing comes from syncing with the superconscious higher self, being that love of the divinity within, where wisdom and truth resides, understanding our intuition, the voice of our heart. So let's dive into this. What is this love that I keep talking about? Well, it isn't how much you love the color blue. The love I'm talking about transcends this physical world. When my dear friend Barbara Mark, co-author of Angel Speak, died in 2006, her sister Trudy called me really early, woke me up, and told me that Barbara had passed. Well, I got up and got dressed, and I walked into my office, and I just stood there looking around because I was kind of numb. I knew Barbara was terminally ill, but still, she was gone. But not really, because when I said out loud, "Well, I guess I better get some work done," her spirit interrupted me. And clear as day, I heard Barbara's laughter and her voice, and she said, "If you can't take off on the day your best friend dies, then when can you?" And I was like, "Oh my God, Barbara." Well, I grabbed a pen and a paper and I wrote down everything she had to say. And one thing she really wanted me to know was about the energy of where she was. Well, months before her death, Barbara had told me about a client of hers who had passed. And this woman came back in spirit and told Barbara that the love on the other side was bigger than she could imagine. That's what Barbara wanted to talk about. She said, "Kate," I can still hear her voice. She said, "Kate, I was right. The love here is more than the human mind can take in. It's everything and so much more. It's so much bigger. There's no end. It's full and rich." And she kept saying, "It's so much more than the human mind can take in." Well, Florence Goebel Shin tells us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And as I mentioned in our last call, in Mikao Usui's search for the purpose of life, he discovered this vibration of energy that exists in all of us, this vibration of love, this vibration of the divinity within that connects us to that greater consciousness, this vibration of love of the highest order, universal life force energy. And he named this experience of love Reiki. Reiki meaning universal life force energy. And to be perfectly clear, you have the Reiki energy within you. It is your essence, your life force energy. And you don't have to be attuned to Reiki to access it or to use it. And we don't have human words to fully describe this love energy. But we all have an understanding of energy. That everything has a vibration. That everything is a vibration of energy. And we understand the concept of low vibration of fear and higher vibration of love. And we can associate this concept with feelings in our body. The low vibration of fear being consistent with that release of cortisol in the body when we worry, when we're anxious or angry. We recognize when we have that adrenaline rush for fight or flight feeling. While the vibration of love being consistent with the rush of oxytocin that fills our body, and again, for lack of a better term, we get that euphoric feeling of bliss. That rush of oxytocin feeds love emotions. It feeds gratitude emotions. It feeds intense appreciation emotions. And we're always a vibrating mass of energy based on our emotions. Are we drowning in cortisol in survival mode, vibrating in fear energy? Or are we elated with a rush of oxytocin, vibrating in love energy? No matter what the vibrational feeling is, that feeling of our emotions broadcasts out to the universe, making us a magnet for more of this energy. And we want that energy to be love of the highest order, that euphoric bliss. What would life look like if we were vibrating in a euphoric bliss of love energy? That's what we want. And it's possible. Not only is it what we want, it's what we came here for, to experience the duality of this physical world, the fear and the love, to overcome the programming and return to the love that is our essence. And that euphoric bliss of love energy, that is our essence. It's the greater consciousness of the divinity within. Now, years ago, I asked my angels what our purpose here is. And their answer has always been the same, to love. Now, in the beginning, when they tell me to love, I just wanted to know just what the heck does that even mean? Well, it took them a while to get me to fully understand what they meant, because I was kind of hung up on the physical definition of love, not the greater consciousness of love. But what they were saying, to love is to come full circle. We're born here as the unconditional love. And then when we grow up, we're programmed to absorb fear in all forms as a victim, proving over and over again that we're not worthy to be happy, that good things don't belong to us, that happiness is always just outside our reach. And if we do grasp it, we may feel like we need to stay tense, because a shoe's going to drop and our world is going to implode and everything that we love will be lost in some way or taken away in some way. But the angel showed me that we have the power to overcome that programming when we come full circle back to that unconditional love that is our essence, when we reconnect with our superconscious higher self, when we expand our awareness and reconnect with that divinity within as one with a greater consciousness of peace, joy, and that euphoric bliss. That is who we truly are. Consciousness of peace. Consciousness of bliss, the greater consciousness of love of the highest order. So if this is who we are, how do we access this love vibration? Well, it's by consciously choosing to be the love vibration and fully immersing ourselves in that feeling, that emotion of euphoric bliss, loving everybody and everything. When we experience the act of consciously choosing, we're focused on this present moment of now. We're right now making a choice. And from this present moment, you become alert to your thoughts and your state of being in the awareness of this present moment of now. And you leave the pain of the past behind. It's over. It's the past. But we humans want something to compare things to. And this is the one time that digging around in the past for a past emotional experience is a good thing. When we look at the past and remind our body of a past experience of love, of bliss, of deep gratitude and appreciation. If you're a mom, maybe it was when you looked into the eyes of your baby for the first time. Maybe it's how nature makes you feel. It's a feeling, an emotion, a rush of oxytocin flooding your body, boosting your feelings. It's a sensation throughout your body and your brain. It's intense joy. It's love in its purest form as a human experience. And it's still more. It's impassioned. You can feel it rushing throughout your body, and it feels fabulous. And you want more of that. The first time I ever felt Reiki energy, the life force energy, that love of it, was the first time I heard about it. The lady told me about it. She's the one who gave me the first Florence Kovel Shinn book, introduced me to Florence. But I was at this really low, awful period in my life when Jesse and I were having to hide out from my ex, who had become a meth addict, because I was afraid he was going to kill us. And this woman had told me about Reiki, and I didn't know what to expect, but she was she wanted to show me. So I'm just sitting there, and she put her hand over my third eye, and I didn't know what to expect. So I just closed my eyes and I just sat there. And in just a moment, I started feeling this slow movement. It felt like honey. And it started at the top of my head, and it started flowing down through my head inside. This wasn't an outside feeling. It was an inside feeling. And it was just flowing down through my head, through my face, through my neck, through my shoulders, down through my body, down through my arms, down through my legs. I mean, it was just this slow movement of this beautiful love, light, energy. And I didn't know what that was, but man, I had to have more of it. Because that was amazing. I had never felt that before. But it was that pure love energy. And that's what we want to feel. Now, you don't have to be in a Reiki session to feel it. Another time that it was so unexpected that I felt it, I was driving to Arby's to get lunch. And all of a sudden, I felt this rush of energy, of love. I was driving my car to Arby's, and I started looking around and going, where is this feeling coming from? Because I loved everybody and everything. It was the most incredible feeling. But I had been setting my intention to raise my vibration, and then boom, I wasn't so focused on it, so it was able to come in. This is beyond that feeling of the honeymoon phase of a relationship. But this is the relationship with yourself, reconnecting with that divinity within, consciously choosing, achieving, and maintaining that euphoric bliss, connecting with and using your superpower. And it is a superpower by today's definition, because being the love vibration is vastly superior to all other states of being. Okay. So we consciously choose this feeling, this emotional immersion. But how do we stay there? Well, here are five simple support tools to maintain this love vibration. And we talked about this a little bit last week, that number one is meditation. I'd love to say that we could just set the intention, and at some point you should be able to do that. Just set the intention when you wake up and there it is, and it's with you all day. But until we can get to that point, meditation will take you there. Meditation is magical. When you immerse yourself into meditation with the intention of connecting with that divinity within you, becoming as one, you open the way for the experience to happen. You feel it, and you want to bring it back with you as a walking meditation. And you feel it when you're not in an active, sitting there quietly meditation. You want the blissed out feeling to be your normal state of being as much as you possibly can. Again, a walking meditation, if you will. Extending the amount of time you can hold on to this euphoric state longer and longer each day until that's just your normal way of being. Number two, writing in your journal pages. The sections guide you to consciously choose so you don't forget, and to immerse yourself into the emotional experience of love. And the more consecutive days you write about this and consciously choose to be love energy, the better you get at it and the longer you can maintain it. Plus, you'll learn what happens to disempower you, and you take the action steps to reclaim the energy that you want to be. The more consistent you are, the quicker being the love vibration becomes that normal state of being. Number three, drumming. I know you're probably thinking, drumming, seriously? Well, at least that's what I thought in the beginning when I was introduced to drumming. Drumming is good for your body in so many ways. It brings your heart and mind into coherence. which is where we want to be. Drumming induces relaxation, boosts your immune system, increasing natural T cells, and promotes the production of endorphins to support controlling chronic pain. Drumming pulls you into the present moment. It creates a sense of connectedness, providing a way to access your superconscious higher self and expand your awareness. Drumming can be quite magical. I added information, it's already there, on the Deep Dive Central webpage of all the different ways that drumming supports your body spiritually and physically, and a link to Amazon to a 22-inch drum. What are they called? Buffalo drum and a frame drum, whichever you prefer. I like the buffalo drums because I can hold on to it better. And then a 16-inch. I have the 16-inch buffalo drum, and when I sit next to a wall and play it, it sounds like angels singing. Yeah, there it's magical. So anyway, if you're interested in, if you don't already have one, take a look at that. Okay, so number four, infusing your life with love energy. When you infuse your life with love energy, several powerful things happen. You consciously choose your energy, raising your vibration instead of defaulting to whatever that dominant energy of your subconscious is. And if you don't consciously choose, you will default. That's just what happens. So when you consciously choose, you'll actually feel that shift. If you've already defaulted into something that wasn't good, you'll feel the shift when you make the conscious choice. You also broadcast out to the universe, opening the way for using your power to create a higher outcome, because you're broadcasting that love energy. And you anchor your intention. When you take that next step to actually infuse your life or your day with love, you're anchoring that intention, and it opens the way for you to feel safe in the love vibration. Okay, number five, breathing. Yeah, I know you're breathing, but as we've discussed before, the typical way of breathing for humans is shallowly. And when we're stressed, we tend to hold our breath. Yeah, that's got to stop. Because when we take deep breaths, we have better clarity of thought. We can think. We open the way to consciously choose the vibration that we want to be experiencing. We have the forethought to set our intention and immerse ourselves in the higher vibration of love energy. We also give breath, give the vital oxygen we need to our vital organs. They get the oxygen they need to not only survive, but to thrive and to heal. When we take those deeper breaths, we have more strength and stamina. We don't get tired as easily. And when we can maintain our energy, fear stays locked out of our consciousness. No more panic attacks. No more slipping into that rabbit hole of worry and anxiety, stuck in the muck of fear. Consistently taking deeper breaths throughout your day supports you to retrain your vagus nerve to make deeper breathing your normal state of breathing. And that's what we want. When your body gets the oxygen it needs, it's easier to stay in the present moment. You're more alert and become aware when your energy begins to dip, so you can course correct. Now we're going to experience our meditation where Jesus connects us with the divinity within. But first I want to go over the quiet your mind part of the meditation. And I talked about this in the Secret Sauce workshop. You know, we all have active minds, thoughts flying around everywhere. And so many people say they can't meditate because they can't quiet their mind. Well, our meditations are guided. So if you can focus on my voice, you can definitely meditate. And when you focus and follow through with the guidance in the beginning of each meditation, you'll open the way to connect more easily with the love of each meditation. Now, I learned that quiet your mind technique from seeing Deepak Chopra on Dr. Oz. And I loved it so much, I reached out to the Chopra Center and asked for permission to use it, and they gave me permission. And if you want to use it for your own meditations, you'll find it on the Deep Dive Central webpage at the bottom. There's a recording of the exercise only, as well as a recording of why it's important. I also have I have a recording of just that with 60 minutes of music, so you can use it for if you just want to sit in the and be still. I'll put that on there too, because it's not on there not yet. Okay. And there are 5 features to this technique, and each feature initiates specific changes in the brain to open the way for a deeper spiritual connection, bringing your heart and mind into coherence. So listen closely to the words of the meditation and flow with them. Okay, so we're going to begin the Jesus meditation first. Oh, I did not check my sound, so I'm going to have to start it and check the sound, and then I may start it again if the sound wasn't right. We begin by quieting our minds. So with a deep breath, just say, something happened to the music. Gotta love live programs, right? Okay. Oh, here it is. So sorry. Well, at least a spider didn't bungee jump off the ceiling fan. I've had that happen during a live program. Okay, here we go. We begin by quieting our minds. So with a deep breath, just close your eyes, and with your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor, focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Shift your awareness to your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now with another deep breath, shift your focus back to your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And now with another very deep breath, relax your face, relax your body, and just exhale out the stress of your day. Deep breath in. Full exhale. And now in your mind's eye, Jesus has joined you. and just allow yourself to see Jesus walk over to you. He takes your hands in his and looks deeply into your eyes, opening the way for you to connect with the divinity within as one. You can feel the love radiating from him. Breathe in the love. He's with you, comforting you, guiding you, supporting you to reconnect with the true divinity within you, that true essence of who you are. You are safe. You are loved. You are whole and complete as one with the divinity within, as one with the beat of the heart of Jesus. You are empowered with the strength and stamina of Jesus. There will be no more judging yourself, for within you, he lives. With another deep breath, he asks that you focus on the love that is your essence, that love of him that flows through you. The power within you disconnects you from the pain and suffering of this world. The intention is set to forgive all that has been held in unforgiveness. And through forgiveness, you are set free from lack and limitation in all directions of time. The fear you've been holding on to crumbles and falls away like ashes. And like a phoenix, from the ashes you rise anew, whole and complete. Fully empowered with the energy of the love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within. You transcend the pain of this physical world, living from your open heart space. The love that is your essence cleanses the pain and suffering, washing away what once was, and ushers in the new. The new world of light, of love, of infinite possibility. The brightness of your light within, that light of God that is your essence. It brings light to the darkness of fear. Now is the time of all knowing, all seeing, all understanding, of acceptance of what is. Accept what your life is in this moment. Now accept that you have the power within you to improve all areas of your life. You accept what is, opening the way to create a higher outcome. And the love light takes flight. And your light, the light of love that is you, expands and broadcasts out. The love that is your essence illuminates your pathway, healing those you come into contact with, healing the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet. You open the way to align with the greater consciousness of God, where there is no pain, no suffering, no judgment, no worry, no fear. When you sync your consciousness with the greater consciousness of God, you reconnect as one, opening the way for the thoughts of your desires to manifest as your experience in record time. This is a time of recognition and reward. You recognize the divinity within you and feel the reward of this recognition. The deep peace within, the strength, the fearlessness, the joy. You are safe, and conditions are perfect for you to expand into your greatness, to fully embrace who you are. Master Jesus is with you to assist. The way is now open to align with the greater consciousness of the divinity within, where only love exists. It's in this present moment that your power moves you forward, manifesting, experiencing, enjoying the life that your heart longs for. The power is within you. Trust. Master Jesus is with you. His bravery, his strength and stamina flows through you, and you overcome your human fears. Accept that the love of your essence holds no fear. Embrace through your breath this knowing. Embrace the love that you are, and all comes into focus. You see your promised land in the realm of perfect ideas. You see the life you wish to live. Immerse yourself in the feelings and emotions of appreciation, of gratitude, of receivership. And from this safe space, vision the desires of your heart and live that life. Be the person living that life. Feel it. Be it. Experience the emotions, the feelings of living the desires of your heart. With eyes closed, feel it and see it. Now, feel through the love that is your essence, this life that is your birthright, this or better. You are one with the divinity, wielding the power of creation. You have dominion over your body and affairs. Hold them in the light of pure consciousness. Immerse yourself in deepest gratitude of this vision and these feelings of living your new life. This is a time of emergence, of empowerment, a time of the love that is your essence to shine brightly, illuminating the path before you. A sweet gentleness wraps you in this love, as soft as angel wings. Wrapped safe, where your strength and stamina grow. See yourself confidently moving forward on your path, the sweet path of love, of light, empowered with the very breath of God, flowing throughout your body as one. As you sink your consciousness with this greater consciousness of the divinity within, you immerse yourself in a deep peace beyond definition. The knowing within you guides you, and you flow in ease and grace. Despite physical world chaos, you flow in love and are a magnet for all things of the love vibration. This is a time of awakening, awakening to the divinity within, to the power within, to the limitless possibilities of your life. You leave the past behind, the past pains, the past challenges, the past programming. It's time to leave them behind and open the way through the light within you. Jesus speaks to you. Dear child, I'm here to play a larger role in your life, supporting you, showing you the strength within you. You hold the divinity within. It's time now to shine that light, to illuminate the path. The time is now to flow in grace, reaping the seeds of love that you have sown in the soils of Mother Earth. I'm with you, supporting you to shine that love light of God brightly, illuminating your path, fulfilling your heart's desires with peace, love, and grace. Dear child, work with me. Breathe deeply of the breath of God to heal the pains of human life and flood your body with grace. Together we move forward as one in love and light, illuminating all the possibilities. Choose what you want, and it shall be. Take my hand. Jesus stands behind you, and together you extend your arms out, reaching, and a beautiful mist of love swirls around you. You can feel his strength. You breathe in the swirling mist, and the love flows through your body, touching every cell, healing, binding you together, filling you with the light of love from the inside out. You are one with the love of the divinity. Embrace this love. And we ground into this love, anchoring it and bringing it back with us as a walking meditation of love. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down through the rocks and the clay, down to the healing love light at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere. And with another deep breath, pull that healing love back up through the soils, through the rocks and the clay, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And bring all that love back with you. Empowered, with strength and stamina, as one with the divinity within. When you're ready, open your eyes. So the more you can fully immerse yourself in that highest love vibration possible, the easier it is to infuse your day and your life with love energy, consciously setting your firm intention for your day and your life, and feeling the emotion of deep appreciation and gratitude of your day and your life being the vibration of what brings you the greatest joy before it happens. Now, before we experience the healing circle of love meditation, decide what you want to infuse with love: a situation, your day, or your life. Choose one, and when we reach the section where you place an experience or situation in the center of the circle, insert your choice, whether that's a situation, your day, or your life, and the meditation will guide you. It's only 7 minutes long. It doesn't take a long time to infuse all the love of your heart to your day or your life or a situation. I've done this standing in line at the post office. You can do it pretty quick when you need to. Okay, so we'll just experience infusing our day, life, or a situation with love. So just get comfortable with your feet on the floor and your hands gently in your lap. Close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And now, with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Ask yourself these questions: who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, we ask our angels to join us to create our healing circle of love. Just breathe in the love. Take the hand of your angels as we create this beautiful, safe, sacred healing circle. And we come together as one with the set intention to create a higher outcome in all directions of time. And now place in the center of the circle the upcoming event or situation. Now the angels and I join you to infuse this event or situation with love, sincerely from our hearts. And now place into the center of the circle the person or all the people involved. And the angels and I join you to infuse this person or people with love, sincerely from our heart. Now an aspect of you walks into the center of our circle. And the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order, holding you safe, shielding you from all negativity, raising your vibration to that of infinite love. Love of the divinity. You are one, divinely guided, divinely protected. In deepest gratitude, we are grateful. Now we ground into this love energy, anchoring this intention to create the highest outcome in all directions of time. Just see roots from your feet going down into Mother Earth, all the way down to that healing love light at her center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this intention. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love light of Mother Earth back up through the roots, back up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Bringing that beautiful healing love back with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So this is a perfect short meditation to incorporate into your morning routine when you're writing in your upon waking journal page. And then you can use it anytime during the day when you need to shift your energy around people or a situation or just shift your day. And then you can boost your power even more by using it again at night when you write in your before sleep journal page. So you're setting your intention and visioning your new life before it even happens. And you know, after you've done it a couple of times, you don't have to listen to the meditation anymore. You can just do it on your own. Like I said, I've done it standing in line at the post office and I wasn't listening to a meditation. I just knew what to do. But it's the perfect thing to shift your energy when you need it and really helps to set and anchor your intention. Okay, so let's recap. Today we explored the vibration of love. What it is, how we access it, and how we can maintain it. It's a simple process, but it does take effort until it's the way you live your life, consciously choosing every day and sometimes moment by moment, choosing what energy you want to be because, you know, life happens and we do get influenced by outside stimulus. And you want to use your support tools to keep you there. Like meditation, writing in your journal pages to see and clearly understand where you're using your power and where you aren't. And, you know, you can use drumming to bring your brain and heart back into coherence or infusing your day and your life with love and breathing deeply to support your brain and your body with life-sustaining oxygen and as another support tool to bring both your brain and body back into coherence. Now, holding the vibration of love as your new normal state of being releases you from the old you who worried, who felt strain of stress and overwhelm and who struggled to get out of survival mode. And it opens the way for you to be the new you, feeling safe, empowered, and confident on a new path. Embracing who you are, knowing what you want is already yours, and feeling the gentle peacefulness where there is no want, no feelings of lack or limitation, feeling powerful, confident with strength and stamina, fully empowered as one with the divinity within. And we began our call by exploring acceptance of ourself without apology or trepidation. And then through our meditations, we set a firm foundation of being safe and used our power by consciously choosing the energy we want to be. We set our intention, experienced the bliss of love and gratitude, visioned our new life, and anchored it with the love of the highest order. Please use your support tools. Keep your worry angel employed. No more worrying for you. And use your chaos flush when you need it. Write in your daily journal pages and meditate at least once a day, sitting in the stillness with either a guided meditation or allowing nature to be your meditation. Breathing in the stillness and feeling the heart of Mother Earth beating beneath your feet. You got this. Thank you for being here. I'm sending you so much love. So grateful for you. Okay, so this completes our call